Take him
also. Good time. Take him over. The Bidik is in the Shemini Kim. Yeah? Chol Yom HaShemini Kim, she needs to check herself twice. Tama Achas Bebaikir, Kishangadis Mimitasa, when she gets up from her bed, which you're assuming is Bebaikir, but I know many women that it's not. I don't mean that it's a joke. I mean, let's say she sleeps through till the afternoon. So does she do a bidika?
Right.
It says the biker. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be mediocre.
So what's
the biker
anyway?
Huh?
That's
just when she gets up.
What is biker? Meaning, let's say she forgets a bidika. So the night bidika is very simple if she forgets. She forgets the night bidika, she doesn't do it.
I'll give you
a
hug after it.
What?
What? I've got stuff to do. I have to clean the paper. Isn't
that
something else?
You saw your comments
there? You didn't hear from the week.
Did you hear my email?
Anyways, right, so the heart of a biker is loved after because she just checks whenever it is that she remembers. But in the evening bidiga, she forgets the evening bidiga, and she, the heart of maker then does not have to do a bidiga at night.
She does not?
Yeah. But during the day, Lachara, once she remembers, she should do it.
That's only she.
Huh? Not if she remembers at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and she is in an hour. Does she do a bidika then and then another bidika in a half hour? Chayes nisht.
But then why does she not have to do another one at night?
We don't think the bidika that Shiva Nikim has to be during the day.
Why?
What if it's the first or the last? What if she sleeps through the first day or the
last? If she sleeps through the first day?
Yeah.
She's got to have a problem.
The first day is the
first let's day. Get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get
the first day and the one right before the mikvah is the.
Oh, speak Yosha, answer.
Who?
How do we. Does your voice not least say that you'll be selling chametz from this point of time?
No. I'm not an official rabbi. I'm not officially tied down to anybody. I mean, I could tell everybody to go someplace. I'm not telling you to come, right? You come at my convenience. I mean, it's all the salary workers. And, you know, I mean, then I got to make hours. So,
aren't you making announcements that you're selling?
You could, Shkaya, but then I'm not getting paid. I mean, whatever.
I have it on my calendar that I'm selling. That I'm, yeah.
I thought you started. I got your message. Yeah.
Okay, it wouldn't make it a little easier, just so
now. They know, it's at night, oh. The guys just come knocking on the door anyway, so makes no difference. You don't really pay attention. Anyway, so what's the earliest time? So look at Samach Beis in the Makor. Lashon Asmag, Ulechatchila Tivdek Lachar Netzachama. She should be Bodek Efter HaNetzachama. By the way, if anybody knows Hebrew or Hebrew, it's Lashon Kodesh, what's HaNetzachama? Why doesn't he just say Lachar Netzachama? What's HaNetzachama? The Netzachama. Because if you really want to be correct, it's not called Netzachama, it's HaNetzachama. The word is not Netz. People make a mistake. It means Netz, it's Netzachama, it's HaNetzachama. If you really want to be, it's from based on a Pasuk, I forgot where. No, no, it's the Lashon. The Pasuk is HaNetzachama.
It makes sense why it would be HaNetzachama.
It's not the Netz, it's called HaNetzachama.
Yeah.
I got it.
but it's not Ma'akev, he seems to say.
It's not Ma'akev, so, but no, when is it in the game? It's in the game in the winter. That's at 7:30 sometimes in the winter, and if a woman has to go out to work, so what she do? So b'chari even before hanetzacham, she would be able to do it. But lechatchila should be after it. Maybe she should wait till she gets to work, right? So then she needs twice a day: once in the morning, once in the when she gets up. Uparachus be'erav koydim shkiyas lacham, in the evening before shkiyas lacham. The third last is a bidika shall erev karav lezman shall hadlakas neiros. You should do the evening bidika close to this man hadlakas neiros. Right, and what would be the earliest?
Minchitana.
Nacharim, minchitana. It's not going to be any more chomer than the hefetara. Hefetara was lechatchila even from minchitana. Right? So, lecharim, the second bidika should also be. Now, just to get into the real nitty gritty practical Shabbat. The chayra would make sense for her to do bidika from Mincha Ketana. Because let's say she has a shayl. Then that gives you enough time to get to a rav. And if he says no good, she can do a hefetara that day.
Like, well, also brasa babayom, meaning if it's good one day.
Yeah, that would be
Mincha Ketana also. Or do you have to push that off as long as possible?
You're supposed to. Chatzila, you would push it off. But I think he said, yeah, Mincha Ketana. Alright, so Lechara, practically, it would make sense to do it earlier, because then you can get to a Rav. I don't know whether that's right or not. Questioned.
So just do it with enough time to potentially make a phone call.
Well, no, you need more than a phone call. You need to go.
Okay, but I'm saying.
Right? Okay. Three kol shetiv lamed beis. Three kol shetiv lebeis hamakom ba'ayim. Make sure you can check. Like hamakom deep. Ad makom shetuch alagia im ha'ed im ha'etzu. As far as she can reach with the aid with her finger. Right? Which is, by the way, a kula. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says she has to go further than really where her finger goes. We're mekel, the finger, how is she going to do that? That's why we're mekel. But theoretically, it's got to go up till as far as the rechem is. Whatever else.
What does that mean? How does Shulchan Aruch assume that it's possible?
I don't know. I don't know.
Take a stick, put the aid on the stick.
Maybe.
What does that cause?
Will it cause a problem? It depends how soft the surface is. Depends how. I don't know if you get the surface.
Don't try this at home.
Just listen to what I'm saying. Go up there. Just the agam. No, just as the background for this. This is a couple of kula. It's a study with the eight b'cholachurim and stuffing, and she should be going around with the eight and all the practices. Whatever this is, remember, you have the last of canal tas the shayla. If she can't, then she should ask the shayla. Right? Why? Let's look at some of those. Ein Bebach, right? Shehiksha, the Kima, the Kaim, the Torah, Padikas, Chorin, and Stokin. Since we know the Padikas, Chorin, and Stokin, in came Besula, Shekisay, and Nol, a Besula whose Pesach is closed, Hashem Chalos lived there. Ein Shema Shetiru. Right, so that's one of the. I don't even remember what it was. But that's. That's one of the kashas that say maybe Chorin HaStokin is not necessarily ma'akev. Right? Yeah, okay, but that's something to know. That there is some leeway. That she has a ma'akev, she's very uncomfortable, stuff like that. Okay? Some ladies have, Taka always have a hard time making bedikas. Yeah? Fine. Im kasha l'libay p'mayim b'yoyim. Let's say it's difficult for her to be bodic twice a day. She has a maka or something similar. She should ask Sheila Kochum what she should do. Why? For some of Zion. I am Shulchan Aruch. So, the Evid ain't ma'akev ala b'dika achas b'yom rishon and b'dika achas b'yom shvi. The only thing that the Evid is ma'akev is one on the first, one on the seventh.
The second one on the seventh.
Who?
The second one on the seventh.
Either one.
Either one?
Either one on the seventh.
Okay.
One on the first, one on the seventh. Now there is another sheet of Shulchan Aruch that says one. Does he bring it?
He's
bringing it. Something else.
Oh, excuse me.
No, that's not it. There's another sheet of Shulchan Aruch that once.
Oh, there's another one. He brings it.
Okay, let's see the whole thing. Mashakosa b'dog amirvava. That's the Nadi Yehuda. Tafilu imloi bodka b'yom rishon. Even if she's not bodik b'yom rishon, ubodka b'echad miyamim ha'ansiyim. She's bodik on one of the middle days. V'gam b'yom rishon, also on the seventh. Mahani, it will help. Im al-kaparim hisika b'tara. If she minimal, she does a minimal of the hesitara. I mean, you hear what the Nadi Yehuda is saying? That's what she does the hesitara. Forgets to do the first day, like you were saying. Like she slept through the first day, but then she does one of the middle days, and then she skips and does the seventh day. So now you say that's okay. Right? Ayin b'shut chesed l'avram, because it's varam elu Talmud toya k'savan, k'lo yotzim ifi ha'goyin za. There's a mistake from a Talmud, and that never, he never said it.
I think he did.
Okay. Right? Now, there is, sometimes the Rav will say, in the case where she has a matzah, to do one on the first, and one on the fourth or fifth, or third, fourth, or fifth, and then one on the seventh. Why? Because let's say she forgets to do one on the seventh, she does one on the first. I wonder if we'll discuss this. I don't remember. I don't think so. Let's say she does one on the first. Then she waits till the seventh, then she forgets the seventh. So what's going to be with her? She's going to have to start a whole deal again.
Why?
Because it's going to be more than five. She can't go more than 5 days without a bedikah. One is first, and then one on the seventh. So that's 2 days. So that's 5 days without bedikah. More than that, she can't go. That's what's based on that night to be Yehuda.
But then you have 6 days in between. Because the Tara is not on the first. It's on the Erev the first.
What?
Since Tara's not on the first, it's on Erev the first.
But she still hasn't gone. She hasn't. No, he's doing one in the middle. She's doing one in the middle and one on the seventh. Yes. Hello? I can't. I'm in the middle of learning with some people. What, you know, phone number? Yeah. Okay. Anybody want a minivan before I give it away to Lula?
It's
a 1998. It's probably going to need a new transmission soon. Definitely.
What kind of
minivan?
What kind of
minivan? It's a 98 Voyager. Small one.
Mileage
is kilometers because I got it from Canada.
Cigarettes. Yeah,
how many kilometers
is that?
Yeah, I might.
No, I was just looking at here's the title. Hello? Okay. Yeah. Okay, fine, thank you. I never did that. I never ever did that. But it's a shot for a guy for Pesach and all that. So I was going.
No,
I
said.
Okay, I'll talk to you after. No. Yeah.
My camera is not doing.
You're gonna feel. Anyway, so what we do? So that's the issue. 5 days in the middle.
You have 6 days in the middle. According to the Shita, you only do the Hatzitara, you don't do one on the seventh.
No, he doesn't say that. You need to do one on the seventh and one on the seventh. Both of the Echam, the Yom and Tzim, the Gamba Yom Shvi. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
So wait, this 4-5-3-4-5 would work because...
Make sure you don't have a 5 day.
To make sure you don't have a 5 day. It would be a preventive.
So it's not specifically to the seventh doesn't have to be... 1 and 7?
No, so let's say what happens normally. Oisha does the bedikas on the first 6 days and then she forgets the seventh day. So what are you going to do?
Next day.
Just do one on the next day.
Yeah,
because what happens
is
that you move everything up. So instead of you erase the first day and now you have, she'll do one on the next day. But if she hasn't done bedikas for the last 5 days, so now she's gone 5 full days without a bedika. We'll leave 6 days, and then the Mela, that's no good. So that's why doing the middle will eliminate that problem, and then she'll be able to wait for
the reason why it's 1 and 7, though.
Where does what's the makar for that? That's your classical. I have no recollection. Where does he come from with the 5? Maybe based on 1 and 7. He's learning pshat in the 1 and 7. I think so. 1 and 7 is pshat that you can't go. Why is it 1 and 7?
If you're doing the 1 and 7 already, then obviously you're not going to. There's a reason why you're doing the 1 and 7.
Right. Okay. He's learning that the pshat is that's the farthest space that you can go.
Even then,
it's like a knach in the din in 1 and 7.
That purpose already.
I understand, but he's saying just the case.
Okay, it ties into what he says here. Just
hey, you do them every day then, if you just think.
No, if you miss 7, then you're all over. So if you hit 1 in the middle, then you won't lose.
Right, but that's as good deal as you get, 1 and 7.
Okay, the next one is the big issue. But if I in the middle of that hagor.
Yeah.
Let's say she's used to seeing some in the middle of Shivanakim. If it's possible to be makel, not to be baidik, in order that she shouldn't ruin herself with bedikas. Meaning, she's seeing stains on underwear, they're all smaller than a grist. She knows she does a bedikas, she's finished. Right? She sees real dam on underwear. When she's going to the bathroom to do the second bedikah, let's say, or the first bedikah, she wakes up in the morning, she sees a little stain, looks fresh. She knows that she's going to mess herself up. She sticks a cloth inside her, something that I saw. Can she skip that bedikah? Don't expect any major answers over here, right? And from past experience, will tell us that you're not going to answer. But I am Ashkenaz that the Shut Shem Ayin, Sevim Marcheshes, Shut Igros Moshe, who Agav I could tell you is Mako. That she could skip by me. Yurim v'gavi isha she'iyah shalom l'tar l'bayla. If she's not possible to be matar to l'bayla, ha'im nitin l'hokas she'achas she'batka l'hasik l'tar. Tidak rak pamachas b'mei tfirosa. potentially only be Baidik once. I'll say he does allude to that shita. Meaning, a woman who's really having problems
can be Baidik only once?
Once in the Shiva Nikim. We want to try to, meaning it's going to only happen if it's been a while. I'd rather have a guy to call me, his wife's been needed for a month. So, at what point, I don't know where to gather exactly, at what point do you start being Makel on Bedikas?
So even that one
there's a, that, let's say this, you could be Makel on Bedikas, you could be Makel on Tzivayim. That's basically the two vehicles. Now, how Makel on Bedikas? So, most Rabbanim, if there's any sort of issue, they'll say 1 and 7 right off the bat. And then colored. And then one bedika. Once they're in the Shem and the King, that's already.
Why do they say that? People say it before even there's an issue. So this, my college teacher told her 1 and 7, look at
Chila. A lot of people teach that because nowadays the women are weaker and they see stains a lot. So there are women that are just more nicer to see. There are some women that just breathe through. Okay, every woman, obviously, different times, different things. Some women just breathe. Some women just see stains. Also, unfortunately, with the pill, a lot of them, when they start the pill, get messed up, and then when they go off the pill, they get messed up. Or they don't take it the right time, depending on the pill. Whatever it is, that's really what the pill makes things very...
But either way, as far as we're concerned, we should try...
Of course, 100%. You got to do what says in Shulchan
Aruch.
Again, you don't know... You shouldn't... To teach Lechat Chila to do 1 and 7, that's not right.
That's what...
Okay, I mean, if there's issues, she's very uncomfortable, or she's having a hard time. Right, that's not, I personally disagree, not who am I, nobody, but certainly better than a college teacher. I'm better than a college teacher, that much I can tell you.
In this situation, the deacon in general has to be the white cloth, has to be something that's going to have a tumor? Is that?
Leave a cloth?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's the probably not the cloth tumor.
So why don't you just get, small. Why don't you get like a colored cloth and just do it that way?
That's why it's that size.
Is that... I mean, they do it with that, but even if it's not the color, then what's the difference?
In this type of situation, why don't they just
make it agdasha potentially, because it's the size.
Huh? I think it doesn't matter. It's the right size.
Do it with a colored cloth.
It's amazing. It's inside of her.
I know what you're referring to. It's in there with something, but it really doesn't really make much difference.
I remember asking.
I asked for Shiloh because I didn't start laughing. He's like, can I get rid of
him? What do you want to say? Do a bedika with something that's not makabel tumah?
Yeah, if there's nothing there, then fine. If there's something there, then
it's not cool. There's something to rest of them.
I'm saying
makabel tumah is the one I'm only excited to
do with something color.
That doesn't help for something that goes inside the body.
Yeah, it's something to rest of
them. It's a better aid. So there's something called HA, the bodok, HA, and the bodok. You probably did not discuss it. Right, meaning if you have a bedikah cloth that you don't know whether it was clean ever before, and you don't know whether it was clean, so can you be makel based on maybe it was dirty from before? So there are cases that I do that. You can't do that. That's why you can't do that.
That's a shiny little thing. You never get a chance to wash yourself.
Well, that's a little different than a bedikah cloth, but yeah. Okay, so those are some of the major issues with skipping bedikas. Now, next one's also important. Isha shetzricha leleches leroyte b'meshech ha-shivin nekiv. She got to go to the doctor during the shivin nekiv. L'tzarech tipol ba'atzimokom, something going on in the isimokom. So tiblik ha-tzach mekaydim sh'ha-leches leroyte. She should do a bedika before she goes to the doctor. V'loy achakach, but not afterwards. Shema yasa ezer maka b'fnim, v'tir al-yod adam.
What does it mean? Because
now, what is now? This is a pretty decent cooler he's saying over here. He's saying, L'chatchili, you go to the doctor to the Shem and Akim, which, by the way, is frowned upon stamazai because of this. Right? Well, that's what he says in Nun.
What if it's...
But, meaning there's a good chance when the doctors are putting an instrument in, or even his finger, or whatever it is.
Okay, but then you know the reason.
No, because it's loved after Maka.
What if isn't that when the rabbi usually sends the nurse or whoever?
Yeah,
it is,
but what happens if that matzah heals or it's a slight matzah?
But it's that day, and you know you went to the doctor that day, and they know what happened that day, no?
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to the doctor before. You're going to do it in the evening to deeper, right? You're going to do it in the evening to deeper, right? the evening bleeding, by the time you get to a nurse, the next day, that thing might be healed. How can you just bleed on the nurse you think is available at, whenever you want?
Sometimes
they are, but some of the why
would you say this?
It's not automatically possible.
I'm saying, would he say this before the first Vedika and before the last Vedika?
You can't skip the seventh day.
Right, so she can't go.
She could do it in the morning, She goes on the seventh day in the afternoon, and she shouldn't do it again.
She shouldn't do the last day again, she can go to the mikvah.
As long as she did one on the seventh.
Somebody has a mikvah.
I don't see. How can you be told with something on a bedikah clause? It's something like the Reisa. Tliya doesn't help. Okay? So, with mikvah or no mikvah, what's the difference? You can be told on a mikvah, but it's a bedikah clause. So,
Tliya will help, depending when it is. If it's after the first 3 days. And the market is well. First of all, the market is bad. They might be down. You for sure toil on that.
On a bedikah clause?
Yes.
Why? Is this take off the hesed?
Because you have a bad market. That's why I'm being might be down.
Lubasulin.
What about it?
Why is that not considered a market? Why is it considered a market?
It is considered a market.
So what's the shaila? Why do you have to separate from basul?
You're right. We discussed this.
No.
Yes, we did. No. We didn't discuss it?
No.
It's a chumra. It's a major chumra. Da basulim is a major chumra for that reason.
I thought basulim was the fairish.
How do you hear she was?
No? So you talking about Mati Shemra. Talking about Mati Shemra where the husband says that he could check the sheet and there was no doubt. Now you say? No, basulim is da basulim is mamash.
Okay.
Would he say this on Hefsek Tara also?
Not feeling everything in black and white.
What is that?
Nothing black and white.
I'm saying that you can skip that if she goes...
That day before Hefsek Tara? No, because if she does the clean Hefsek Tara, why shouldn't she do it much? Obviously, the doctor didn't damage anything.
No, I'm saying to skip both. What does she do if she
skip Hefsek Tara?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So you wouldn't say this the day before. This is only after she does one Medea.
Why didn't they get the day before?
Keep that in mind.
Because maybe you'll have...
She gets damaged. If it gets damaged,
right.
then she doesn't have any problem. She's not clean.
Right.
Any damage she could eliminate.
Right, but she's not going to be able to start.
Then if not, then she won't be able to start. It's going to be a problem. Okay, so Kashem, she's too little, because that's what comes to little, Gamas Chaluka. Just like she has to be by herself. So she also has to be biting her clothing, which means her undergarments. She has to also check the sheet. Whether they're Nikim from Ksam. She got to check the sheet and she has to check the underwear. Right?
Now, can I go back 1 second to the Rofe thing? The Rofe, he says you should check before. Let's say she went to the doctor at 10 o'clock in the morning. He says she checks when she wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Now don't check again, meaning you shouldn't check that all the rest of that day. She waits the next day.
Mm-hmm. And if she's seeing stains that she knows are marker, then she certainly shouldn't check.
What's Chalukah?
Her clothing. Hesach Hadas. Another interesting halacha. In Pesach Adayt Mitzvah, so the Emsa Shemini Kiyum. Let's say she gave up on her counting. He going to mut the kesem pachas mikashir. She found the kesem less than a shir. And she thought with a mistake that it's tummy. The yachzika is not with the tumeya. She was mastered herself to tumeya. The shub noidulosh atasa. And then she found out she made a mistake. The loy hoist the tumeya. She was not tumeya. Kivin shesicha taita mitzirasa. Since she was masiya das, patlu yimei tzirasa. Patel, the three chalas of Luna Shem and Akim Chadash, she has to start again. You hear that? So if you have a Shiloh, never should you give up on it until you get a psa that it's no good. And Mamash had this Shiloh, Matzah Shabbos, with somebody. And they completely gave up for some stupid reason. And I sent him to David Cohen and he said, no problem. Whatever. This was one of the shilas that had to be asked. Yeah? The Yeshayman. The Yeshayman. Shetafka Yomim Ha'elu Shetichu Behem Estaita Eino Elamim. There are those that say, Tafka, the days that she gave up on. right? They don't count. Ach, ain't the slice of yom rishon shabbat, that won't mess up her first days that she counted. I mean, only the days that she gave up on, those will be eliminated. Okay? Now, does she need a new hefsek tara in the whole deal?
According to Yesh Omer, probably not.
According to Yesh Omer, for sure not, I would say, right? Let's see the Ayin Aleph. Ayin b'chok masadim, she calls it the Shishah Hesik Tara Mechadosh. Fein calls it the Shishah Nekas Yehuda. Omnem B'shari Toyer, calls it the Ayin Tara Hesik Tara Mechadosh, the Shaber, he becheskes Tahara, Ayde Hesik Tara Shemikvar. She has a cheskes Tara from the Hesik Tara she did already, Ela Shestida, as the Shiva Nekiyim, but she, all she did was lose the Shiva Nekiyim, for Tzarechiyim. And it's V'sayim for Tzarechiyim. Fine, but shut him in Moshe, Shahili Shagan with Shabin, Zotal, Hikmik, Yachach, and Sadam. Fine. Now, Ayan Beis, Shailas, Shuas, Haradam, Shut him in Yoshi, Ramakim, Tzorech, Tasa, Shailas, Chacham, Yashlis, Nechate, Yazu. Can you be Samach on the scheme of Jaharbe, Achran, and Pikuchu, Al Etzin, Dino, Shail, Amil, Tzedaka? Since many are, anyways, Mephakic on this whole din, like a Dovikon. Ayan, Shut Beis, Dovich, Shut him, Asel, Shut the Shemar, fine. Right? Meaning so, Nochem Tzarech asked, because many disagree with this whole din. Obviously, from the Maaseh, right? But anyways, the point being, never be Maaseh Asas until Tzarech Shmei. Din Hazach Adas Udavka Kishitich Adat Yoyim Shalem. Udavka when she is Maaseh Asas for the entire day. Avalim is Sikhadai to Rakh Bechelik Mayom. She's Messiah, that's only from one part of the day. The Kaidim Shkia Sechama, Hibshicha Lispa, before Shkia Sechama, she continues counting Eidon Nishra Vesavadas. That's not considered Hesavadas. Right? Now, in Isai Nesh, this is a good business. In the Sari, the Yisha Shaila Abadikosa. If it gets Nisari to a woman, a Shaila on her Badikos, she realizes she has a Shaila. If he's Sura, she Tmeya. And she thinks it's Tmeah, the title, Lishol Chacham, but her das to ask Chacham, ain't the Nechav HaChadas, that's not called Hesach HaDas, just because she has a Shaila. Right? So, Lachain, La'olam, Yishtadol, and Lulman, Bistar Pesach, to teach, Lulami, Bistar Pesach, really. Shem, Matad Dam, Ve'em, Sar Shevin, Ahim, Al Yidei, Bidiko, Hekesem, with the Bidiko, Hekesem, Af, Im, Hi, Chasheva, Shinitma, even if she thinks it's Tmeah, Kamakam, Latasa, the Dasa, Tmeah, Shatas, 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 in this situation, if she finds that she's Tahira, she will not lose her condom. Alright? Let's go quickly to the next one. Maybe some guy. Shiva Nikim, and I'm sleeping with me at May 8th. They don't have to be for May 8th. I mean, I guess it could be. It could be in the game.
If let's say it's like the seventh day, she doesn't get to ask till the next day. She waits till after at night to go to the mikvah. If it's okay, she would go. Like let's say it's the seventh day. Yeah, now it's the eighth day. Because whatever, by the time they asked her up.
So did she go to the mikvah? She didn't.
No, she didn't go to the mikvah because she didn't know what the shot. I'm assuming that's the appropriate thing is not. To, right. She can't go to the mikvah.
She could. She might waste time.
No, I'm saying she can go to the mikvah, and if the rav then says it's kosher, then the mikvah is okay from the day before, even though it's tough.
That's the problem. Yeah, the rav would be a problem.
The mikvah is not
market. Well, not
market,
but how?
She wouldn't make a bracha.
How could she make a bracha?
And then she'd be okay as soon as the rav says it's okay.
I don't know. I don't think that's a wise thing to do. But no, it was truly yellow found bathing the cloud during Shiva Nikim. Did he discuss that?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, he did a swimming and bathing. Didn't
he did, right?
It's okay.
He said as long as she doesn't beat it before. Huh?
Oh, he didn't say it that way. He just said.
I mean, the belt is makeup.
He just said you don't have to wear white. You mentioned that Chag some people are not for, but he didn't say that. He said you don't even have to wear white bathing.
So what would you talk about?
He doesn't have to do white line bathing.
No, you gotta wait. I had this shadow. I had somebody.
So he's only not
showing me the seventh day, and I couldn't pass it.
And then it was okay.
If you can pass,
but they didn't find out until after the seventh day.
Yeah.
You're passing coming.
Never. Never will I pass coming. Not unless I'm I mean, I said Tommy pretty much and said go somewhere else and get approved, but
So what did you tell them? What did you tell them?
I've had one that I said Tar, and then I was nervous with somebody else. They showed it to another and said, I can't be married.
The rabbi, the cool of the rabbi.
Well, no, that's it. You know, they're Mumegos, still. So. He didn't say he can't. Once I heard the Rav here said that he could hear somebody being Mekel, I knew it was okay, I was alright. You know what I mean? But,
wait, so what was in that case? On the seventh day.
So he waited till he got to this Rav.
And then she went at the...
She went after, yeah.
The
eighth night?
Once she has Shimon Nikiyim, she's okay.
You can go to the mikvah during the day.
You will get to that.
So when did that...
That's what he's asking.
That's what I'm saying. The eighth
day.
It's now the eighth day.
The eighth day.
And there's a Shiloh from the seventh day.
Right. She goes to the mikvah right away.
She has to wait until the night when they open.
She should wait at night.
What's the difference? You can't have Shiloh during the day.
I'm sure it was...
That's true. But...
You can
look at Tzrach have to, but Tzrach Bita, you have to. Of course, Tzrach Bita, your daughter will know that the mother's going to the mikvah, and she's going to see the mother going during the day, and then Memela, she's going to think you can go to the mikvah during the day.
It's also that Tashma Shani the day. Can you drop the fifth day?
It's not also to have Tashma Shani during the day. I mean, it is also, but it's,
If it's also, then you shouldn't have to wait 5 days.
Also,
then
you it's frowned upon. You got to dive in a dark room with your covered head to toe. And Lamaisa, Mekar Adin is Mutam. Anyway.
Now you have to stop saying that.
Someone that we're going to get him to be quiet. That is one way of going about doing things. Anyways, let's start again. So Shimon Akim, this is an interesting shot. Like, it's like LA guy, right? Let's say you watch the middle of Shimon Akim. She started in LA. And you flew to New York. 1 second. Is it wasn't like that? We're ahead.
LA is 3 hours back.
Right, so we're ahead. So she lost 3 hours of Shimon Akim.
Okay.
So does it have to be a full 7 days?
No.
It's not crossing the state line.
I don't even know. Where she is now is already night. But where she began, it's still day. She could be toivel right away. Right? So when you become a millionaire and your wife is in Shimon Akim, you'll fly to Israel on the seventh day. Every time, and you'll save yourself 7 hours.
What do I have to play?
That's the point of sending your wife. No, we'll let you take that one back.
Well, no, but you know.
From LA, you say
no, you can get it like people between like.
What?
From LA, you say 10 hours.
Either way, you
to Israel. Yeah.
No, but like.
Chicago. I'm not living in LA, I'm assuming. So
I'm not becoming a millionaire. What's this?
That's another thing.
Are you kidding?
No, but listen, like, Chicago is right by the date line. Drive
jump over
an hour.
Save an hour.
You drive half an hour to save an hour.
You don't save an hour. What do you mean?
Hold on, what? Everyone's so excited.
You don't save an hour.
That's
time zones don't matter.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, time zones matter. Yeah. What do you mean? Because
the only reason, in other words, from Chicago, you cross over the date line, so your clock changes, but the actual amount of time isn't going to change. If you walk 3 feet,
the sunset, yeah, she is later than so.
Because you're right, because the ski is right. No, no, but Detroit is
40 minutes difference later than here.
Yeah, but you take fly to the other end of your one end of the time zone, and then whatever. If you go to
have a drink.
It's got to be white, clean, and soft. Right?
What does the word aid mean?
comes in the witness of aid from witness. There's a pasuk that says
Why does he
wipe?
If the whole thing is a hard
usher, then. Because you could see, you see much better. And what's wrong if it's not soft?
Scratch
it. Right? That's what he thinks in the bottom. Right? It can't be too small. See, this is, what's that? She won't be able to reach all the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think some say it shouldn't be too big either. Like you have a guy that calls on that the woman, that she doesn't have any ridiculous. So what should they use? So use an undershirt. Just cut it. Right? Because if it's so big, it's not going to get, you're not going to get in as far as you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it always? Anyway, that's what we were referring to before. She's supposed to check the aid before that it should be clean.
But the package, you don't have to check that.
Like no, but you should check. I mean, if you take it straight out of the package, yeah. Yes, you should check, because sometimes in cotton there are red little...
I thought they're pre-checked.
For the red things?
Yeah.
How many I can't even tell you how many bleeding clothes I've seen with red strings in them.
Alright.
Why red strings?
Those little red strings.
Cotton.
Part
of cotton.
Use this for
now.
Red strings. Those little red strings. What's the problem with the red strings?
Because you might not tell that it's a string, and you might say, oh, that's red, and make it tummy.
If it's tiny...
Sometimes they're really small, and you need a magnifying lens even to, again, on a bodega cloth, it's guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're not sure, I remember my father telling me, told me years ago, a rabbi brought him the thing and said it's no good, and my father told him it's a string, and if you look under like a super high powered, then it's type of string. And with checking, my father told me had a thing, I think it says on the tape even.
What?
That a lady was bringing in bodegas and they were
with
pink.
The pink. With the shampoo.
She was keeping it under her shampoo bottle.
Right.
Which was pink shampoo.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was kosher to pick. I don't know. Yeah.
And David has a baby on Shabbos. What's he do?
So anyways.
I told you we've evolved. Does it have to be...
Well, no, does his wife have to drink arba kosher of wine?
I told you. Yeah, it's a Pesach Shabbos.
Yeah.
What a formula.
From now? Was your patron on the level? The thing, like practically now, this space.
Yeah.
Does not it have to be, we mentioned that has to be dry, or?
It doesn't have to be dry. She says to have alcohol. Dry is better for you.
He's not talking about wine, he's talking about now he's on the Vedika Club. I thought also he's talking like, this is dry. Yeah. No, I was on, what do you get that as dry wine? Where do they go? Anyway,
I didn't change the subject, and then you're up to others.
Yeah. Anyway, after last week, I wonder if he says it. He doesn't discuss it. You can make it wet.
He says maybe on the bottom. I'll make it wet.
It's
like putting lube on it. We talked about.
He did bring it someplace.
He already talked about it somewhere.
Huh?
I would think that makes it less absorbent.
What? It's a problem. So you can make it wet and then let it sit for a while. Squeeze it out. Some allow a woman to put on lubricants, depending, some all different types of lubricants, but some say put it on a couple of hours before she could put it on.
Onto the cloth?
No, inside her body.
Okay.
Because by then it gets absorbed. The problem with the lubricant is that it's going to slide right off the dom. The dom's not going to attach itself onto a cloth. That's why, can you use your finger because you have it? Yeah, nobody can cloth. No undershirt, no. You're stuck on a desert island with nothing.
If
you find
a
spot, for a
if you find a spot on the leg, it's an issue, right?
Right, but when the finger comes out,
the down is not going to stick to the finger, so even with the other.
So
what about a tissue, paper towel?
Well, that was like a girl.
Oh yeah, it came up a bunch of times. Yeah, so summer makeup. Better if you use a paper towel or something that's thick that won't tear.
That's not soft.
That's not so soft yet.
Listen,
we're not talking about lechatzila here. Yep.
Even what's it called? There is a little bit of soft.
Oh, he brings that to him. Also, last in the bedikas by the etz for the lo aid. That's the next line. You can't do bedikas with the etz without aid. It's impossible. But etz v'ayin zeh ma'ayel afilu b'diyav. It doesn't work even b'diyav.
When they have a cold, just before you know it's good to fit them.
Yeah. Extra soft cotton. Cotton, or whatever it's called. Kleenex.
She's buried herself with the ale and she finds dam. She finds out that the dam comes from a maka. Even though she doesn't become tame, become makam layotze yidei chayvas bedika, she's not going to be yotze her chiv bedika, but nechsheves ki'ilu laibodka, and it's as if she was not boidik.
Wow.
Right? So this is a kula and a chumra.
Right.
It's a kula because you can disregard it, but it doesn't count either. Now this is where, and the bedika ha-ma'akevis, if it's a bedika that's ma'akev, because when bedika is hefzik tara, or the first or the seventh, ain't a yaitza mitul masa achi yila bedika nekiya legamri, until she gets a bedika that's nekiya legamri.
What happens if you would split a 5 days, so she's only doing 1 and 7, for whatever reason, and you can't get 7, and you can't get a 7 because of the ma'akev,
have a problem.
You lose the whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
But he's not going to tell you that. He's going to send you something else.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Cool.
I mean, I'm just not experienced enough to be, you know what I mean? In 10 years, maybe. 10, 20, 15 years, 20 years, if I'm still doing this.
Dallas?
I grew up in Metagas. I mean, going down to Dallas, if you call it that.
Why do you want to go to Dallas?
These guys are fuckers from Dallas.
Can you go to Dallas?
Anyways. So you hear what he's saying, though. Let's get it clear. So, meaning...
You coming with us?
I have my friend down there. He represents me.
Is this Michael with you?
The whole time over in Yeshiva there a bunch of years ago, they came with me. There's like a busy Yeshiva in Texas. You should be there.
Possibly, not for a few years.
Whole time, guys.
Not going to How about learning Shabbos afternoon? Are we doing that?
Oh, I don't know. If a woman has a maka, so, and she knows she has a maka,
so
and she knows exactly where the bedika is coming from, where the maka is coming from, she just can't get a clean hefzik tara. There's no way. So she has a problem. So what's the eitzah? There's a couple of eitzahs that some of the rabbanim say. Put a band-aid there, not band-aid, I don't know, but another bedika cloth. Hold it up, let's say it's on the side. Hold the bedika cloth there and then do a bedika. Right? Others say they can go to a nurse and nurse can do a bedika all the way up. She can stick the cloth bypassing that maka. If she uses speculum. If she opens over the speculum and then bypasses the maka, and then she can get the cloth up to the cervix area, and then it'll be okay. Listen, hopefully we should never need it, but these are things that you could potentially do. We should really finish off Shem Nakim now, huh?
He goes forever, though. I mean, I'm not complaining, I'm just telling you.
Okay, let's stop here.